This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I have a Dr. Rick story, in fact. My brother Mark, who runs Chemos, and he's worked out. He's never been done anything in sports. All he does is hunt and fish. But he's worked out almost every day of his life from like age 22 to, I think he's in his early 60s right now. And he said that one day he woke up and he thought he was going to die because of the pain he was in with his knees. He called me and I said, look, there's only one guy who can do this. He calls Dr. Rick. First of all, he went to like the emergency room. And then he called me. And then Dr. Rick hooked him up and they put cartilage, this new cartilage in his knee. And from going the worst pain ever, Mark has felt no pain in his knee since that moment. Dr. Rick joins us now. Do you remember that?
I remember like it was yesterday. I remember him sitting on the x-ray table. I thought he was going to die, the poor guy.
And what did you actually do? You put in cartilage?
Yeah, we injected him with this special injectable biocartilage, and you know, he did great. I mean, he just did amazing. So I'm glad, because I just remember how bad he was. I mean, it was terrible.
When did they discover? Very sympathetic. When did they discover putting cartilage in? When did that become a thing?
Probably about 5 or 6 years ago.
Well, that's amazing. All right, let's get.
You know, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish up.
Well, it's just progressed. I mean, that's where the technology is going, because you got all these athletes. You know, I saw a kid the other day from the NFL. He had 6 knee surgeries in 2 years. And, you know, now he's 28 years old, and someone told him he needs a total knee. I mean, so this is where the technology is going.
And when you get a total knee, that only lasts for 10 years, right?
Yeah. Well, his age, it probably will last 5 years. I mean, he's probably 285. So, yeah, you're not going to get a lot of mileage out of it as a young person.
So he just keeps getting it done when he's 32 and 38 and just keeps getting them done every 5 years?
Well, pretty soon, yeah, but it doesn't work that way because you lose bone stock. So probably after 2 or 3 revisions, someone says, well, you need to cut your leg off because there's not enough bone to put the implant on. Those people end up with the amputations.
Wow. Whew. All right, let's get to some more pleasant items. Actually, this is not pleasant, but it's really interesting.
A little less unpleasant.
Yes. Fruit juices, which I like to drink, are just as bad for you as sugary soda? What?
Yeah, so you know, there was a big push probably about 2 or 3 years ago to get away from soda. And it really, there was a law in New York that if you had over 32 ounces, you're going to be taxed, and all this stuff went down to get kids away from soda. So there was just a recent study in the journal JAMA, so this is our Journal of the American Medical Association, and it said basically the conversion of sugar from fruit juices to sugar is the same as soda. And if they looked at people and their life expectancy who drank repeated fruit juices, and their incidence of dying in that period that was studied goes way up in people that drink soda, and equally is way up if they drink fruit juices. So you get no benefit from saying, I'm going to drink, you know, a fruit juice versus drinking, you know, Coca-Cola or Sprite or whatever drink you're drinking.
Well, Frank's got it figured out. He just drank a vodka drink for breakfast.
That has very little sugar. That's probably where you want to be.
So bottom line is just drink water.
You know, sparkling water, Gatorade, there's lots of stuff out there. But you probably, you know, if you look at fruit juice and you look at the carbohydrate content, it's very high. Everybody always thought that it was going to be broken down more like fruit, which is healthy for you and gets broken down much slower. But after these studies have come out, this one, and there was one probably about 9 months ago, it's broken down exactly like soda, which no one expected.
So are any of them okay, like a diet apple juice? Or, I mean, so like Anita Bryant lied to all of us. A cup of orange juice, is that bad?
Well, orange juice is not a fruit juice. So, you know, processed fruit juice is, if you take an orange and you squeeze it, it's not as good as eating the orange. But if you drink processed orange juice, it's equally as bad. Now, diet orange juice or diet, you know, apple juice or diet iced tea, that's a whole different deal. That's fine.
So is it better to have, like, an apple juice or a water?
Oh, it's better to have water. There's not even that's not a contest. That's the Blues against Boston. Come on.
Wait a minute. Are you saying it's lopsided? Do you have the Blues winning in a certain number of games, Doc?
Six.
Blues and six. That would be.
Boy, that sounds pretty convincing.
Sunday, June 9th, I believe, at Enterprise Center. Book it.
Yeah.
As Larry says at night, book it.
All right. Next up, Steve Kerr believes that this Kevin Durant calf injury is a little bit more serious than people think.
Well, you know, they're getting a huge break because Toronto and Milwaukee are battling it out, and these are two big teams, and, you know, they're going to go toe-to-toe. So if it goes seven and eight, you know, everybody hopes that Durant rests, the thought process was he would be back, and he may be back, but I have some insider trading information that even if he comes back, he's going to be a little bit slowed, and that he's got a grade two tear, and, that, you know, it's a significant tear. So whether he's going to come back as the old Kevin Durant or come back at all, right now is speculation. And as of 2 days ago, you know, there was a real question whether he can push off. He's not practicing. He's still pretty sore. He's shooting a little bit. So right now I would say, you know, 50-50 at best. I don't know that he's going to make an appearance.
What do you think the treatment is? What do they do for a calf like that?
Well, you know, I shouldn't get into this, but yeah, I think they've been very lax. I mean, we would have PRP'd him in day one and PRP'd him at day five. And, you know, they're basically resting him. And I don't know if that's a personal thing that, you know, gone on back and forth between his agent and the medical team, et cetera. But they've been pretty old school in terms of resting, stretching, stimming. You know, they've done good therapy on him, but they haven't done any biologics. And I would say those injuries respond in my, you know, in the track kids we treat, and these are high-level, you know, Olympic track kids, we PRP them right away, and then we stem cell them, PRP them at 5 days, and we've had amazing results. So I think they're treating them slowly, but that could be, you know, he might say, look, I just want to let it get better, take its time. You know, I don't know that conversation.
Faster walkers are more likely to live longer, claim health experts. Now, let me ask you this, first of all. Is it better to get on a treadmill and walk really fast or get on a treadmill and run really fast?
So it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. If you're trying to have cardiovascular health and you're trying to live long, it's better to walk. You know, and put it flat, you know, get a brisk pace. You don't have to be crazy like an Olympic walker. Just, you know, you're not sauntering, so you're gonna walk at a brisk pace, 3.5, 4.2, something like that. If you're trying to lose weight and that's your goal, then you're better off trying to do interval sprints. But if weight's not your goal and you just want to be healthy and you want to live a long time and have good cardiovascular system, you're much healthier just walking at a brisk pace.
And I had a trainer who said if you really want to get that running mixed in, just don't jog, do the walk and do a little sprint, like maybe sprint a hill, then walk a bit, then a little bit of a sprint. Is that's the intervals you're talking about?
Trainers on the money. So to get out, you know, hit high intensity training is sort of the key word here. And basically what you want to do is you want to work it as hard as you can work it for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and then walk at a decent pace and then go all out for those 20 seconds. And that's the best interval training that you can do. Now, again, that's a weight loss technique. That's not a cardiovascular technique. If you want great cardiovascular, you get out there and, you know, walk for 30 minutes at a decent pace, not crazy, but consistent. And that's, you know, the study tells you you're going to live longer doing that.
Let's not bury the lead here. Did you see that, guys, how Martin said, I have a trainer? The guy with the white teeth and the, you know, the cameras.
Backup cameras. It was a little. Hey, shout out to my guy Brett Henderson at E3, located in Creve Coeur. I haven't been
that
going
sounds
there.
Sounds like a fancy, expensive place.
Boy.
E3.
Here's the worst
Piece
thing
of
about
money,
it.
Doc.
It hasn't opened yet. That's why I haven't heard of it.
No, I love my guy Brett Henderson. Big Royals fan. Here's the biggest issue. His location is right next to a First Watch and a Qdoba. So every time you would leave there, you'd be, God, I am really hungry, but I probably probably shouldn't go to Qdoba.
That's part of your training.
Or you'd be working out, and you'd see all these people going into First Watch, and you're thinking, I would much rather be eating an omelet right now. That was my only complaint. It was a little while ago. The Mrs. Kim may have gotten me in there, but you know, I haven't had the time to get back in lately.
Sounds like the drive is there, Martin.
The motivation.
Well, you know, that is bad location. I mean, to stick something like that next to Froyo or, you know, Baskin Robbins isn't the best idea.
But maybe it was a good test for me, right? Should have a little bit of internal discipline.
Well, and I think if you get in there, you're going to find that, your health will get a little bit better. And I think he's on the money with your interval training.
Sounds like a shot. like time to get back. All right, one more rip from today's headlines. Dr. Rick Lehman is with us, our weekly visits. How caffeine affects your body. And there's actually a slideshow people can check out at webmd.com. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, caffeine has a bad rap. I think everybody thinks caffeine's bad. And caffeine has good things and bad things. Caffeine is a hedge against a lot of cancers, pancreatic cancers, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. So the studies have shown pretty convincingly that caffeine is good to limit those diseases. And some people feel it's generally healthy to drink 4 or 5 cups of coffee to ward off cancers. And that's probably true. It does increase your blood pressure. If you drink it late at night, it can keep you up, give you tachycardia, you feel your heart beating, and it's going to make you pee. It's a diuretic. So those are the negatives. But caffeine also helps your workout. So if you're going to E3, have a cup of coffee, not decaf, and get in there and work out. It's going to enhance your workout. And it's going to make you more alert. So, and I think we all know that, right? You're a little tired, and instead of having a 5-hour energy drink, you drink a cup of coffee, and it perks you up. So coffee, in my opinion, is very beneficial. You don't want to drink it late at night for people that can't sleep. And if you feel like you're going to be standing in line for a long time, don't drink it because you're going to have to go to the bathroom.
One more. There was a cutaway in the Blues, I think, Stars series. It was a quick shot. NBC got off it real quick, but it was of Pat Maroon, and he was sniffing ammonia on the bench. How prevalent is that in the NHL, and why do they do it?
Well, when I was with the Panthers, that was a big thing. Their shifts are short, right? So they're 45-second shifts. So these guys would kind of huff a little bit of ammonia, which would wake you up, increases the blood flow in your brain. And then you have your shift, and then you go back to the bench, and you kind of relax. So that has intermittently, probably for 20 years, been kind of an old school thing to do. I think it's very effective, and I think it's better than eating, 4 or 5 Sudafeds in between periods, which guys also do to kind of get woken up, or drinking coffee in between periods to get woken up. So I think it's very effective. I wouldn't be surprised if that gets on the ban list for the Olympics, because we've discussed banning that on the bench, because it is a little bit, of a supplement. I don't know if you've ever done it, but I mean, it really wakes you up. It increases blood flow to your brain. Your eyes get big. You take a big, deep breath, and you're ready to go. So I think it's actually a good technique. Whether it gets banned or not, we'll see.
And Dr. Rick, since you're so confident, Blues in 6 over the Bruins, give me a little breakdown. A guy who's been around the game forever, owner of the Panthers for a while there, give me an idea why you think the Blues have the edge.
Well, I think Boston's a good team. I think the Blues are on a roll. You always worry about if I'm Boston, they've been sitting, which is good and bad. And I think they split in Boston, and I just think the Blues, the goaltending's been phenomenal. And I think if the Blues can split in Boston and come back, even if they split here, I just think they have a better team. I think they're playing with tremendous confidence. I mean, what did they outscore the Sharks 12-2 or some crazy thing in the last 3 games? That's dominance from a pretty good team. Yeah, they were injured. So, I think the Blues are on a roll, and I think this is their year, and I think that they have depth. So they're a better team, in my opinion.
Good stuff, Dr. Rick. We'll talk next week. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right. Before we go to break, quick word about Bomberito. Looking for a car? Look no further than the Bomberito Automotive family. I tell you the deal we have here. If you're looking for a car, you email me at fcusmanokstk.com. I'll have a Bomberito employee contact you in 24 hours, and they will get you a great deal. Courtney D. is now dealing with them. He said the service has been great. They have 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. Nobody does it better than Bomarito. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.